And we're back on this Tuesday morning on KID's Morning News. Joining us in studio is Idaho Falls Fire Chief Dave Hanneman. And Chief, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You happen to also be the incident commander of for the region during the eclipse coming up this next week. So maybe tell us where we're at in terms of fire preventative or fire prevention preparation.
Well, we've been successful with working with all the county commissioners from several of the counties in this area to implement a burn ban. So you may have seen that in the news recently. So we're trying to minimize any kind of risk so that if farmers or others want to burn, we don't have any of those fires get out of control. So that was our first task to do, and we've been successful with that.
I've noticed this morning, Madison County, I also think Bonneville County, we had that story as well a few days ago, Jefferson County, and I don't know each one county by county, but we've also seen the federal agencies step up, the BLM and the Forest Service as well. Is it where you'd like it to be for the weekend of the eclipse in terms of preventing fires?
Yes, absolutely. We have great partners with the Department of Lands and the Forest Service and the BLM. So we're all working together to try to minimize any of those risks. And all the counties, my role as the incident commander has really been to help coordinate and communicate with all the counties, all the way from Bannock County to north to Teton County, so that we are working together, we're sharing our resources, and we're getting as prepared as we can for the eclipse.
What is the biggest fire risk? Is it cars putting off sparks, catalytic converters, cigarette butts? I mean, campfires. What's the biggest risk in your mind?
Well, human caused fires that start a wildfire is really the biggest risk because those spread very rapidly, especially with our winds in eastern Idaho. So those can be caused by somebody going off road, campfires. Carelessness, fireworks, all those can contribute to that. And again, we want to minimize that as much as possible.
There may be a few locations where, and the one that really comes to mind is Manan Butte, where you have really, really dry vegetation and a whole bunch of people. Do you treat a situation like that differently than elsewhere in case you do have to evacuate a large number of people in the case of a fire?
Well, we've been trying to track all of the venues in the several counties that are going to be impacted by this. So we're going to try to track where the people are, and then we will have our resources or more of our resources in that area. But Manan is definitely a concern for us. In Custer County, Mount Bora is also a concern for us because people moving up the mountain and there's a lot of vegetation and the area that can burn there as well. So we have been looking at all those high points, if you will.
What do you tell people maybe who are coming here? Maybe they come from an urban area. They've never had to interface with, sort of our public lands where you have a lot of vegetation and a high fire risk. So what kind of advice do you give people who are going to be imports here for a few days?
Well, we are first telling them to be prepared. Come up with a plan. Make sure you have accommodations, food, and water, and good patience because it's going to take time to leave once you get here. And then once you're here, enjoy our facilities that we have here. Be careful about driving around because there are going to be a lot of people around. And be careful where you are. So we hope that people will be directed to a venue, whether that's a park or an event up in Rigby, wherever that might be.
Yep.
So we can have a little more of control of where those people are.
I was near the power line fire a few days ago, and I noticed a lot of different vehicles and firefighter crews from different areas. The Idaho National Lab was there, and there were others. And so whenever there's a regional fire situation, a lot of resources are deployed to those areas. How are we looking now 6 days out from the eclipse in terms of how stretched the resources are? Are we going to have plenty of firefighting capability here during that time?
Well, we are stretched. There are well over 150 fires, wildfires burning in the Northwest that a lot of our local resources have been doing. Even Idaho Falls was down helping on the power line fire. So it's a little bit better now that that's 100% contained. Yep. So in our immediate region, we have all of our resources here, but we really don't have enough resources for what we're expecting with this. That's why we're sharing what we have. Idaho Falls, for example, is bringing back as many firefighters as we can on overtime and staffing all of our vehicles that we have. So yeah, we're throwing at it everything we can in hopes that that will be enough.
Yeah. All right. Fire Chief Dave Hanneman joining us in studio this morning to talk about fire preparation for the eclipse. Chief, anything else that we've missed, things that locals should know or fire prevention information that we haven't talked about?
Well, I would remind the locals also to be as prepared as they can. Make sure that they've fueled up their vehicles. Make sure that they've have food and water. Yep. And, you know, they don't have to go anywhere to enjoy the eclipse here in town. They can just do it from their own home and in their backyard. So we hope the folks that are here local are going to enjoy it right from there because the streets are going to be very busy.
Yeah. So if you can stay at home and see it, stay at home and see it.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Chief Hanneman, thank you so much.